Text 2. You will hear about Mrs. Raja and her children's trip to the book fair.
Before you listen to text 2, read questions 3 and 4 now. Listen to text 2 and answer questions 3 and 4.
Mrs. Raja took her children, Vijay and Anu, to a book fair. At the entrance of the fair, Mrs. Raja picked up a program sheet. It contained a map of the various booths and stations in the fair. "Look, Vijay, there's a comics and graphic novels booth. Shall we go there?" Mrs. Raja knew that her son enjoyed reading graphic novels and wouldn't miss it for the world. "But the program sheet says it won't be open until the afternoon," Anu told her mother. "Then should we check out the books on offer at the deep discounts booth?" "But then we'll have to carry the heavy books everywhere we go." "I think we should leave that station till the very end," advised Mrs. Raja. The trio decided to have an early lunch at Quick Bites. By the time they finished eating, the comics and graphic novels booth was open. Vijay rushed there while Anu and her mother strolled leisurely over. Vijay would take a fair bit of time browsing the novels, so they decided to meet later at the resting area near the booth called New Arrivals. Anu was eager to meet her favourite author, Maria Chan, so her mother accompanied her over to the booth where the author was signing autographs. Anu posed for a picture with Maria Chan. It really made her day. Mrs. Raja managed to get some books that were recently released. She sat down to read while waiting for Anu and Vijay to meet her there later. The plan was to get them to carry the books she was going to buy at the deep discounts booth. Mrs. Raja was glad her children were willing porters that day.
Question 3. Which of the three lines shows the places Mrs. Raja will visit in the correct order? Question 4. Which picture shows where Mrs. Raja will meet with her children before going to buy books together? Listen to text 2 again.
Mrs. Raja took her children, Vijay and Anu, to a book fair. At the entrance of the fair, Mrs. Raja picked up a program sheet. It contained a map of the various booths and stations in the fair. "Look, Vijay, there's a comics and graphic novels booth. Shall we go there?" Mrs. Raja knew that her son enjoyed reading graphic novels and wouldn't miss it for the world. "But the program sheet says it won't be open until the afternoon," Anu told her mother. "Then should we check out the books on offer at the deep discounts booth?" "But then we'll have to carry the heavy books everywhere we go." "I think we should leave that station till the very end," advised Mrs. Raja. The trio decided to have an early lunch at Quick Bites. By the time they finished eating, the comics and graphic novels booth was open. Vijay rushed there while Anu and her mother strolled leisurely over. Vijay would take a fair bit of time browsing the novels, so they decided to meet later at the resting area near the booth called New Arrivals. Anu was eager to meet her favourite author, Maria Chan, so her mother accompanied her over to the booth where the author was signing autographs. Anu posed for a picture with Maria Chan. It really made her day. Mrs. Raja managed to get some books that were recently released. She sat down to read while waiting for Anu and Vijay to meet her there later. The plan was to get them to carry the books she was going to buy at the deep discounts booth. Mrs. Raja was glad her children were willing porters that day.